SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tornadoes, very large hail ripping through parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kansas overnight and early this morning. At least 15 people are dead. Seven of those fatalities in the small Cook County, Texas community of Valley View. A major swing state wants to start tabulating votes sooner on Election Day. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Nevada's Secretary of State says election officials can start tabulating in-person Election Day votes as they come in, rather than waiting for polls to close. The recommendation applies to both Nevada's primary next month and the November general election. Under the plan, no results would be released until after the polls close. The changes could help ease anxiety over close races in a western swing state known for razor-thin margins. In 2022, a U.S. Senate race was decided by fewer than 8,000 votes. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, prosecution and defense in the criminal trial of Donald Trump resting their cases. Florida GOP Congressman Mike Waltz sat in on the trial in New York for a few times. A National Guard colonel, Waltz tells Salem Radio Network, the Democrats and the White House seem to be working now to hinder the Trump campaign.
I've served in countries where weaponizing the judicial system, highly political prosecutors and judges against your political opponents, kind of the norm. I mean, for example, every prime minister of Pakistan has gone to jail after their term, sent to jail by the other side that defeated them. So it is just striking to me and scary to me that we are heading down that road.
And this is SRN News. Joe Biden has a big problem with people of faith.
Real Clear Politics says its polling indicates that the president will get very few votes from religious Americans in November. Evangelical Christians are strong supporters of former President Trump, but other people of faith are also rejecting Mr. Biden. Real Clear Politics says, quote, it's the starkest divide in the electorate, and one that political journalists rarely mention, perhaps because, as a profession, journalists are more removed from religion than the average American. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump's support from evangelicals and other conservative Christians is as strong as ever. The former president won 80% of white evangelical Christian votes in 2016 and again in 2020. He has maintained support from this group in the early primary contest so far this year. This is SRN News. Still, conflicting reports coming out of Ukraine. Both Russia and Ukraine claim they control the Kharkiv region. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky says that his military forces pushed Russian troops all the way back.
Zelensky's announcement appeared to be clashing with those made by Russian officials. Russian news reported that Viktor Vodolatsky, a member of Russia's parliament, said Russian forces now controlled more than half of the town of Vovchansk, which is 3 miles inside the border of Kharkiv. The Russian push is shaping up to be Ukraine's biggest test since Moscow's full invasion, with outnumbered and outgunned Ukrainian forces being pressed at the front line. Ukraine's problems have been mounting in recent months as it tries to hold out against Russia, and the war appears to be at a critical juncture. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More details at srnnews.com.